This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Here we go. Right from the get-go. Why not, Dave Harrigan? You know, if we're going to reward the folks in the 1 o'clock hour, the 2 o'clock hour, boom, let's begin the show with the opportunity for folks to see Sebastian Maniscalco Valentine's Day night. These are good tickets. And, I mean, listen, we're going to talk about your greatest birthday present ever later in the show. How many times when it's Valentine's Day are you searching, right? Or you've just given up. Maybe some have given up. Or you know, some might have a partner where they're like, oh, who cares? It's just another day. Let's move on. Others are like, no, this is a big deal. And so you could already secure your event for Valentine's Day night. Or let's say you think you'll be single. You and a buddy can go see Sebastian Maniscalco. How does it work, Dave? Remind the folks what they need to do.
Well, they've got to make you laugh. That's as simple as it is. We've got five callers on hold. We've got Carrie, Jesse, Steve, Boomer, and Jim all looking for that opportunity. They'll have 1 minute each for a joke, for an anecdote, for a story, something that is so funny they can get Chad Hartman to crack, to laugh, to chuckle, to chortle. Any one of those counts. As long as we hear it, they will win those tickets. Because you only got a minute, and don't play too blue, please.
Well, we kind of did a little bit yesterday with Judy, and then I tricked her. I was definitely laughing. I moved the mic away, and so she didn't think of it. Then I told her I definitely was laughing. Ken, Barbie, and sex. I mean, that's what it was all about yesterday.
Very tawdry.
Pat Royce in 20 minutes. Okay, Carrie, you are in the pole position. You are first. The other folks on hold. Jesse, Steve, Boomer, Jim.
I hate being in the pole position.
You prefer that?
I don't, because you know what happened? Listen, if you're running like a race or you're swimming a thing, you should be in the fourth or fifth lane, you know? I'm going to go for it. And I'm homesick with COVID, which is not why I'm listening to you, because I listen to you anyway. But dang, go get your shots, people. Sorry.
How are you feeling?
You know what? This one was a doozy, and I had it in 2020, but this knocked my freaking socks off. So, there you have it. So, I have a couple jokes.
Before you get to them, just one more question. Do you think it's harder for you to be funny while you're sick?
Well, I'd like to say yes. I don't know, because you don't have a whole lot of energy. But when it came up to these tickets, I'm like, oh, I really would like to take my girlfriend to
Dave, am I influenced because Carrie is sick, and so I'm now more sympathetic to Carrie because she's battling COVID?
I don't know which way you're influenced, because now we have a very serious situation on our hand, or is it going to be more difficult to make you laugh? I don't know.
It's complex.
Well, it could be.
All right, Carrie.
My voice is a little deeper and sultrier, but nonetheless, I have a couple great jokes. Now, these are my pocket jokes. I don't give these away easily, but apparently I'm giving them to all of CCO land. So, all right, here we go. What did the bra... Oh, can I say that on the air? I hope so. What did the bra say to the hat? Okay.
What did the bra...
What did the bra say to...
Save the Hat. I do not know.
Well, you go on ahead. I'll give these two a lift. Oh, don't want me.
Okay. I like it already. That was very good.
All right.
That was very good. Erica, come on. That was very good, right?
I didn't think that would get you. I want to hear the other joke. She said she had another one.
I know. I thought about waiting, but I thought that was funny.
They're both breast related, but since I'm a lesbian, I figured they were appropriate. Okay, you ready?
Oh, okay, so a heterosexual couldn't tell a boob joke? Wait a second.
You should own these, dude. You should own these. So what did one saggy boob, can I say that on the air? I hope so.
What did
one saggy boob, I know, sorry, say to the other saggy boob?
Hang in there?
Oh, you better perk up. People think we're nuts.
I like them both, Erica. Come on.
I think she's got a good muse. Good material right there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, maybe it wasn't so bad to be lane number one.
Yeah. See, if you're lane five, like right now, and I thank Jesse, Steve, Boomer, and Jim for calling in, but they're dead to us right now. Because we're not going to get to
them. Don't say that. They're probably lovely people, and they probably have a great shtick, you know? Well,
we might know tomorrow if they call in tomorrow at some point before 3, but you slayed. So that's excellent. Thank you. Let's put her on hold, Dave.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so very much.
Better, and you and the gal enjoy Sebastian. Beautiful.
Oh, my
Erica,
goodness.
Come on. You would have laughed at both those, right?
I did laugh at both of them. I found actually joke number two to be better than joke number one. I like number two a little better.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I did too. I was thinking, well, what I've tried to do is not try to not laugh, because, you know, just let it happen naturally, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have difficulty with things happening naturally, and you medicate, but, I mean, most of us just can let things happen easy.
They've got a pill for everything these days.
They do have a pill for everything. Okay, can I talk about a regret? If I talked about all my regrets, we might be here till Doug Swinhart comes in on Saturdays. Doug's very good, by the way. Does anybody resolve issues on this station better than Doug Swinhart does with your electronic issues?
Clearly not. That's why we have him.
Yeah, he's great. He is great. In fact, I need Doug. I need to call Doug. I think somebody, closed circuit chief programming brain wizard Lane, can you send me Doug Swinhart's phone number? Yesterday, teed it up. Daylight ends now when? 7:20-ish or so?
Yeah, sunset's right about 7 o'clock on the nose.
Right, and hung out with a best friend. But what we should have done, it drove our butts to St. Paul to see the spectacular Sturgill Simpson. I made this stupid decision, because Roy Wilkins stinks as a venue, to not see Sturgill. Last saw Sturgill at First Avenue, man, maybe you'd have to look it up for me. I'm thinking 2016, 17, 18. somewhere in there. And he was amazing. I mean, just phenomenal. He's kind of got that Waylon voice, which is mentioned almost every time. I think Riemann Schneider did too. Really good. Now, it was a three-hour show. Some acts are legendary because of that, right? Springsteen's number one on the list. The Dead, Fish, Foo Fighters play a long time. Do you want, Dave Harrigan, if you're seeing somebody you really like, do you want 3 hours?
That's a little long for me.
I'd rather, no. So here are my two questions. How long do you want your concert to go if you're seeing somebody you really like, and I really like Sturgill Simpson? And I was free. No cue commitments, no personal life commitments. I could have pulled it off. Now, I had to figure out a way to get tickets, but I think I got to pay for those somehow. I'm sure they were available on the deep, dark web. How long do you want your concert to go? And if you could see your favorite act anywhere, let's just say Minnesota, or should we say anywhere in the country? I think we should say the country.
You want to
just include the folks who've had a chance, who are listening outside Minnesota right now on the Odyssey app, and hopefully it's working. If you want to mention places out of the state, fine. If you want to just mention places in the state, if you want to mention just the metro. So you get a chance to see an individual or a group, and you love them. How long do you want them to play? And where do you most want to see them? 651-461-9226. We already had the folks call in for the Sebastian tickets. We're going to do it again tomorrow. It's the Stiles Financial Talk and Text Lines. How long should the show be? And where do you want to see? If you want to stay in Minnesota, if you want to stay metro, if you want to go outside America, let me know. 651-461-9226.